This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now, as well as to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people working on the coronavirus problem that we have in this country. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all around the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump on into the chat room like so many people are doing right now. And let's go to the phone line, and we'll start out with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, just as I was getting ready to finalize what I was going to talk about to begin with, along comes this story. Apparently, the Republicans in the House of Representatives, led by Kevin McCarthy, have sued Nancy Pelosi for trying to change the House voting system enacted during the virus outbreak. Now, that is one where people could have given their proxies, and I think the Democratic representatives could represent as many as 10 of their colleagues. Is that true?
Right, and right now, Captain, some 59 Democrats have submitted letters to the House Clerk Office to authorize that their votes could be cast by a proxy. This this is supposedly because they can't come to Washington, or there is an issue with keeping the representatives in their offices or bringing them in small groups. But heck, that's the job, right? that's the job. And Captain, you're right. The GOP is filing a lawsuit against this, basically saying this is what House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said. Said it's the new voting rules are, quote, a dereliction of our duty as elected officials.
And sure they are. Quote.
Yeah, I can't agree more. I mean, your constituency that elected you to go from their district, and now you're giving up your vote to somebody else more powerful. What's all that about? That doesn't sound right.
Now, the other thing that happened yesterday late afternoon, which is really going to wake up a bunch of Democrats, apparently, is Richard Grenell, the outgoing DNI director, who actually was walking out the door as John Ratliff was walking in, released another bunch of documents showing, of all things, a connection now. There seems to be a connection right into the White House and Barack Obama. Surprise, surprise, not really. But John Solomon has taken a look at some of the early documents that are there, and it shows a meeting on January the 3rd. 2 days ahead of all these things we were hearing that were going on January the 5th, where Senator Mark Warner from Virginia actually walked into the White House and conversed with the president about something which had to do with the General Flynn investigation.
Well, you know, Captain, this seems to be going up the food chain really fast, and with what we are finding out about. And once again, you know, I think that you had, you know, the Democrat Party, but the Democrat power elite at the very top, Barack Obama, of course, wanting to make sure that, you know, they got their way somehow, some way, it would seem. And so these new documents and things that are being declassified by Grinnell could result, I think, in just a lot more of this evidence sort of moving in that direction, where it's going to become something the mainstream media can't really ignore. They will try, but it's going to be very difficult.
It's also showing something else. It's showing the involvement of one John Brennan, not Clapper, like a lot of people said. They thought Clapper was in the middle of this. Not so much. It was John Brennan.
Well, exactly right.
And, of course, and John Brennan and General Flynn have a history, a not so very good history, because when the general was in charge of the military end of the CIA, military intelligence, he and Brennan bumped heads quite a bit.
Right, and Brennan has been, of course, you know, very, very outspoken against President Trump and so forth. And so where all this is going to land, we don't know exactly yet, but we do know this. We know that many of these players are expecting some very, very bad news, and I think they've got legal representation, and they know something is coming. They're, in other words, they tried to create a critical mass with the Russia hoax and all these kinds of things, but there was nothing really there, so they really couldn't create it.
No, there was nothing there, period.
Exactly. But there, with this, I think there will be this tendency to see a critical mass forming, and that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, and here's the other thing when you take a look at the stuff that's going on. Even though we're talking about Barack Obama was in the middle of this, and it's some of the text messages are showing, references to the fact that someone above everybody else needs to be kept informed and all that. I forget the exact paraphrase. We'll look it up when we go to the break, because we are going to go to the break. But it seems that Barack Obama was involved, and even though he was, he can't be touched. Presidential privilege is what they call it. And we'll get into all that, too, when we come back. Hold on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, many of you know I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 years, and it's been working for me quite nicely, thank you. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, then I've got a solution for you, an all-natural product called Relief Factor. You can truck on over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and take a look at the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It only costs you $19.95 for something that's not only good for you, but will help you out with your nagging pain, especially if you have arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, or pain from your everyday job. This stuff works. Relief Factor. The 3-week quick start, $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. The captain is a website, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you just can't make this stuff up. With all this documents dump, if you will, that's being done right now. I mean, the Democrats are on the run, and they're literally scrambling, trying to make up stories before some of the stuff hits the fan here. And it's got involvement in the White House, but again, we were talking about that, and that's executive privilege, where the president cites executive privilege, and they can't press him on it, and they can't ask him any questions because he doesn't have to answer it.
Well, right, exactly. This is, but these particular messages that seem to have gone between Page and Strzok are very, very disconcerting in the sense that somebody seemed to be monitoring what they were doing, or were interested in what they were doing as they continued on with this, you know, making up all this stuff against General Flynn and the Russia hoax, basically.
Yeah, and just to show you the facade that's going on here, you've got a lot of different finger-pointing going on right now. And the target, and we'll be talking about this in hour number four with Colonel Jim, the target is actually John Brennan. They're zeroing in on John Brennan because the trail is... All trails lead through All trails lead through Brennan's office, going up, going down.
Yes, exactly. So again, you know, there's going to be a lot more of this stuff coming out. There's going to be more of this stuff pieced together, and it will be sort of how the mighty have fallen, I think, Captain. It's going to be, you know, these people are out there talking up a storm, talking on CNN or wherever. It's all going to come crashing down, and it's going to be apparent.
Now, I think the expression was used, and then we'll move on to something different between Strzok and Page, was the big guy wants to know everything we're doing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the big guy wants to know everything we're doing. It didn't say Obama, but you can take that to mean that it was Obama. So anyway, all right, well, let's move along here. Memorial Day didn't seem like it was Memorial Day this year because it was the first time I've ever been to a national cemetery and not seen flags on all of the graves. Now, I've since found out what was going on. I was told by a couple of people that were in the know associated with the VA what the problem was. With the virus, there were no Boy Scouts, there were no Cub Scouts, there were no Brownies, there were no Explorer Scouts or any of the normal parties that would come in there and put flags on the graves. So it was left up to veterans groups and or individuals to do, and there just weren't enough of them to do it. And that's why if you saw a flag, the flags, they were few and far between. That's what the problem was this year.
Yes, I think it's that any of the government or national cemeteries. I think the scouts did do some things at private cemeteries, but you're right. The national ones, they simply were not allowed to go.
No, they were closed officially to all outside parties.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it is what it is. Now, this governor in Virginia, he must think everybody is stupid, Northrum.
Yes.
He mandated the use, the wearing of masks by everybody in public, anywhere they go in the state of Virginia, after he got caught taking a selfie without one with a woman and some other people all around him in very close proximity, all within the 6 feet social distancing measure, no masks, and everybody was just right there in one big group.
Well, you know, this is just more, you know, examples, Captain, of do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
We're going to tell you what to do, but, you know, I'm out here having, you know, doing my thing. It's not fair, and also, the idea that these masks are going to be there literally for the foreseeable future. It's interesting, Captain, that we're not hearing any kind of sunset clauses being put into these orders. More or less, especially something like this. If he were to come out and say everyone has to wear a mask and the legislature has to go over this in 90 days or something like that, it might be a little bit more palatable. But right now, they're just orders that are coming out.
Well, everybody is watching very closely right now to see what's going to happen in a couple of weeks or maybe 3 weeks at the most after we had all kinds of people on all of the beaches. Wherever you could see people gathered, they were there, and they were gathered in large groups, and some of them were closer together than what the states would have liked, and this, that, and the other, and the CDC and anybody else that was talking about, you know, to keep your distance. So we're going to know in 2 to 3 weeks whether or not this idea worked, because if it didn't, you know what's going to happen next.
Well, there'll be a lot more crackdowns. Absolutely.
Crackdowns, they'll close the beaches again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they'll close the beaches again, and they'll say only 25%. Well, they'll do something silly instead of what they're currently doing. They'll say, well, we can only have 25% or 10%. They'll do something really crazy if the numbers go up.
Well, you know, over the Memorial Day weekend, I think it was in Los Angeles County, there were some trails that are very popular in a park area, and they closed up the park because they went out and observed that people weren't social distancing correctly, and they closed it down for everybody. So there's definitely going to be a propensity to do that. But also, I think the flip side is also very important, and that is if we come through the next 2 weeks, 14 days, basically, and we don't have major spikes in cases or major problems, that's going to drive more relaxations on some of these orders, and because they won't be able to politically sustain it, and I think it will help drive down the fear factor that's beset so many since the very beginning of this.
Now, wait till you hear this one. This falls into the category of socialism. Iran has got 5 tankers on the high seas headed from Iran with oil to, of all places, Venezuela. The first one landed, docked yesterday in Venezuela as the beginning of a new trade agreement started between those two countries. There are 4 more tankers en route. They had them scattered out, and they did it on purpose that way to see if the United States or anybody else was going to intercept them as they were headed to Venezuela. Nobody bothered the ship.
Nobody bothered the ship, and Nicolas Maduro said Venezuela and Iran are, quote, two revolutionary peoples who will never kneel down before North American imperialism. So he's going to get some mileage out of that. Meanwhile, things are still, well, shall we say, pretty bad in Venezuela.
Well, when would you think an oil company or country like Venezuela that's got their own oil, and by the way, Citgo is the name of the company and how they distribute their oil here in this country, when did you ever think that they would actually be getting oil from another country when they got plenty themselves?
Well, exactly right, because they have absolutely screwed it up. It's a terrible cautionary tale, and of course it's also a tragedy for all of the people that have been affected by this, or starving, or, you know, all these horrendous stories that we've heard coming out of Venezuela.
Yeah, and look for an addendum, Plan B, to this, too, because I think that and by the way, I'm surprised we didn't hear about it, that our intelligence people didn't say something about it, but there was not one word reported about this, and you would have thought that they might have intercepted the ships because of where they were going, and I do know that we have ships in the area, and other countries have ships in the area, but how can oil be a humanitarian aid?
Well, exactly. Yeah, we understand that there were monitoring this. The U.S. officials had indicated they were monitoring this, and they were thinking about what they might do, but they didn't give any elaboration on that.
All right, we're getting ready to take a break, folks. And, you know, politics are remaining a big factor in the voter views of the COVID-19 and America's response. And there's some things going on here, Real Clear Politics and the Rasmussen reports, the poll numbers that are there, the people that are being polled and the answers they're giving. It's going to surprise you, some of these answers. It's going to surprise you because a lot of people are going, well, they're stepping on my rights, they're infringing on my rights, and this isn't right, and it's unconstitutional this, it's unconstitutional that. Well, some of the people who pay attention to this and are constitutional scholars and the like are saying, not so fast. So when we come back, we're going to tell you what they're saying, because you might not like this, but I'm at least going to tell you what's going on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York State continues to recover from COVID-19. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Number of hospitalizations down. Great news. Rolling average down. Number of intubations down. Number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started. Just about 200.
The U.S. is now getting up and running again after sheltering in place from the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says retail is ready to get back to business.
We have 760 sites and retail locations in 45 states, plus the District of Columbia. CVS is planning to open an additional 650 sites. These are encouraging numbers. It's, again, a testament to our private sector for all that they've done in partnering with the administration and helping to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne Allyn Root is one happy camper right now because the casinos and the hotels in Las Vegas and the rest of Nevada are opening up June the 4th. Now, that's June the 4th. That'll be coming up on the first weekend of June. So they're getting ready to just blow the doors off Las Vegas and other places in Nevada. So if you're into all that sort of stuff, get ready, hop on the airplane if that's what you want to do, and away you go. By the way, we're going to talk about airplane travel here in a minute because it was up last week. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can go to their website, type in your zip code, and get a cost comparison on your car, your truck insurance, your motorcycle, your boat, whatever it is that you have insured that they can cover, and find out if they can save you some money. That's number one. Number two, they have homeowners and renters insurance, too. So if you bundle your policy together with your homeowners or your rentals, you get an even greater discount. Japan right now during the COVID Corona virus epidemic that we've got going on here. They're also offering a 15% discount on the regular cost of a policy until October the 8th. So jump on that and get involved in that. That's Geico, GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, I have got a poll here in my hands that when I start rattling off what some of this stuff says, you're just going to shake your head and go, how could it be? But are you ready?
Absolutely.
Now, views of the coronavirus crisis and how America has responded continues to break down predominantly amongst party lines, which helps explain why red Republican states are opening up and while blue Democratic states are extending their lockdown. Now, the latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that a plurality, 46% of Republicans, believes the United States has overreacted to the coronavirus threat. Okay with that so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Hold on to your seat. While 67% of Democrats and 58% of independent voters with either major party say the country has underreacted, why in hell do you think there's such a discrepancy there?
Well, number one, I do think that the initial projections and the initial reports
scared the hell out of everybody.
It absolutely did. And this is the mountain that we're trying to climb back out of this. You know, everybody wants to be safe, everybody wants to be practical, but it's so hard to get that initial impression of the millions were going to die, half the country essentially was going to become infected, and all these things were going to start happening, and people were literally going to be dropping like flies. This was a very powerful thing. Now, obviously, we're approaching, we're right around 100,000 dead so far. That is a terrible, terrible number.
Number of deaths and it has slowed down. It's not going as quick as it was earlier.
Right. And also we know that some of these COVID-19 related deaths are not directly due to COVID-19.
Yeah, they're due to high blood pressure. They're due to COPD. They're due to emphysema, that sort of stuff. And just because they died because they tested positive for COVID-19 doesn't mean that's what killed them. It means they had a contributing factor.
Exactly. And also we know, see, we have a lot more information than we did in mm-hmm. February or March.
Mm-hmm.
And we know now that skilled nursing facilities
Let me keep going here because this gets a little bit worse and it's hard for people to understand this, but I'm telling you folks, these are your brothers and sisters in America, and I'm going to read the rest of this and you can just sit there and stew all you want, but here we go. Among all likely voters, 27% say the United States overreacted, while 50% believe it underreacted, and just 21% think the response has been about right. Even as the death count continues to fall and many communities are beginning to return to normal, about 30% say the overall government response has made Americans safer, while 51% believe the government response has made the country less safe. 13% say it's had no impact. Now, that is unbelievable. It goes 21% to the favor of the other side of the issue.
Well, right. And, of course, there's two different governments, in generally speaking, the national government and the state government, and by virtue of that, the local government as mm-hmm. well, county governments.
Yeah.
But that's right. People may believe that they made it worse. Yeah.
Let me keep going because this gets a little bit worse before it gets better. Again, there's a noticeable partisan difference. While 63% of Democrats and 54% of unaffiliateds believe the government response has made the company less safe, just 33% of GOP voters agree with that statement. Now, although many of the medical projections about the impact of COVID-19 on the United States have proven to be inflated thus far, voters are not buying the story. Only 31% of all voters think most of these projections were overestimated, while 40% say they were underestimated, and just 24% believe that they were just about right. So here we go again. That's a difference of 9 percentage points to the other side of the issue.
Well, right. And not only with the initial projections, but there is a day-to-day drumbeat in the mainstream media of all things COVID-19, coronavirus-related, and people never really start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, basically. Every single thing is a major catastrophe in this. And that's because that's, you know, with the bleeds, it leads kind of thing.
Now, here's the other problem with this. Most Democrats blame President Trump, not China, for the coronavirus crisis the country is now experiencing. It's about 55%. It's actually 54 point something. Other voters disagree. But, it's, again, when you look at the party line, the Republicans are back by 10 points, and then the undecideds or whatever are back behind that. And the last thing I'll mention is Republicans at 55% are much more likely than Democrats at 12% and unaffiliated voters at 29% to believe most of the medical projections about the coronavirus were overestimated. The rest of them think that they had it either on track, they had it right, or that it was closer than what we've got now. Unbelievable numbers. Unbelievable numbers.
No, absolutely right. They are unbelievable, especially at this stage in the game. And you mentioned something too, Captain, about the idea that people will blame President Trump rather than laying the responsibility onto China and the virus getting out, however it got out and in whatever capacity it did. That is really something. That's also a testament to the way that you see people trying to get control of the narrative with this whole thing. And again, you have this drumbeat that goes on every day. In fact, I just recall seeing Joe Biden on an interview saying that, you know, of the 100,000 or so people, he said 40 to 50% or so that neighborhood were because of ego, that they died because of ego, and I think, you know, trying to talk about Donald Trump. I mean, these
All right.
kinds of things go unchallenged.
Well, let's listen to Larry Kudlow for a minute talking about the economy and what he sees coming. This, at least, is some positive news.
Tuesday morning after the holiday weekend, as our economy reopens along with many other countries, the markets are up big this morning on positive news over vaccines. Dow up 675 points, so it looks like things are turning a corner, at least for now. The Wall Street Journal featuring this headline this morning: for economy, worst of coronavirus shutdowns may be over. Recovering air travel, hotel bookings, and mortgage applications are among the early signs the U.S. economy is coming back to life. Joining us now, Larry Kudlow, White House Economic Advisor. Larry, good morning and welcome. And it feels so good to be able to talk positively about the reopening of the country. The stock market is rising. Larry, the S&P 500 back above 3,000 since March 5th. We have not seen that level. The Dow back above 25,000. I won't ask you to predict where the stock market is going because I know the answer. You won't do it. But has the economy hit bottom amid this pandemic?
I think it's possible. I mean, I think you're in a turning zone phase. As we've said time and again, the second quarter is going to be a rough quarter. It's a contraction, pandemic contraction. A lot of hardship on the unemployment claims, a lot of heartbreak there. But these signs, and I think the market is rallying on these signs, Sandra, these signs are showing a lot more glimmers of hope and growth, and the signs seem to be mounting.
All right, well, that's Larry Kudlow. We're coming up on a break here, but Kudlow, of course, is a cheerleader when it comes to the economy, but he's right, because yesterday the market came out and shot right out of the gap, and right away the futures today are all up.
Well, that's right. When they start to see some positivity, they do react, and hopefully it'll be catching.
Yep. Well, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways, and there's some weather out there tonight, just as there was last night. We'll tell you where it's at, and if there's any problems for the truckers out there. By the way, a big shout-out to Catwoman and Road Dog, to Trucker Ed, as well as Trucker Eric and Trucker Mark, and Tom the Suicide Jockey out there on the highways tonight delivering that petrol to the gas stations. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Check them out today. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And by the way, you need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need to take your 10-hour break? Parking's available. And by the way, the food they got there? Pretty good stuff. Meanwhile, here we go. Uh-huh.
Mississippi Queen, done by Mountain from years ago. And that's an oldie but goodie. A lot of you might remember that from back in the day. And that is back in the day music. And we like to do that every now and then because a lot of people are going, man, I haven't heard that one in years. And that's the whole point behind it. All right, let's bring Kyle Warner into the mix. Kyle, how hot is it in California?
Well, it's been pretty hot. We're getting some pretty good temperatures, and also we're going to continue to have these high temperatures for the next several days. We've got a heat advisory again coming down through the Central Valley, all, you know, north of Sacramento, all the way down through Bakersfield, all the way down through Los Angeles, and down to San Diego, and of course out in the desert as well. High desert, we've got excessive heat warnings stretching all the way to Las Vegas, all the way over to Phoenix and Tucson. Now.
Kingman.
And Kingman,
yep.
Exactly.
Yuma.
Mm-hmm. Yuma, and this is going to be hopefully pushed on by a low-pressure system that's coming. We've got a high-pressure system right now over this area. A low-pressure system will be coming in as we head towards the weekend, but it's going to take us a few days, of course, to get there, and we might even have a little bit of moisture coming to California, Southern California, as a result of that, but it's going to be a few days, and we've got high heat.
Well, an area of low pressure and a batch of tropical moisture is going to surge into parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. It's going to bring heavy rain, strong thunderstorms, and flooding likely, regardless of any tropical development. The fact of the matter is severe thunderstorms with all the hazards are likely across central Texas, too, and especially near Austin and San Antonio, so be advised. Now, we do have some dense fog up the East Coast tonight, and I think it starts down around Virginia by the looks right now, and goes all the way up on the I-95 and U.S. 17, U.S. 1, all the way to Jersey, wraps around, goes through Connecticut, up to Rhode Island, and out on Long Island. Dense, heavy fog tonight.
Well, that's exactly right. All the way up through, Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, along the, up through New York and through Long Island Sound and up through Rhode Island and stretching out around Cape Cod Bay. So, yeah, there's a lot of fog out there tonight.
Now, not to be outdone, our friends in Minnesota have got a little bit of wind out in western Minnesota, but around the central part, around the Twin Cities and on up north to the Canadian border and then down over to the south and the southwest, there's dense fog there as well with rain and rain showers going on over in the upper peninsula of Michigan, the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, and the southeast part of Minnesota tonight with some rain over up in the off Lake Michigan, the northwestern part of Michigan, right there off the lake. And then we've got some heavy rain with some flood watches and warnings in Arkansas tonight for central Arkansas to include Little Rock down to Pine Bluffs. You folks listening to us in Pine Bluff, Arkansas tonight, you've got some weather down there, so be careful. And got a little bit of rain in the southeastern corner, or southwestern corner, sorry, of Missouri, which means that's Joplin and Branson and Springfield getting some rain there.
Exactly right. And, of course, those big thunderstorms looks like they've moved on out of Texas, where we were seeing those earlier this week. But we do have an air quality alert in the Houston area, so be careful there.
And then Wyoming tonight, the western half of Wyoming, you've got scattered showers all through there, northwestern Wyoming, central Wyoming, down into southwestern Wyoming, Utah, northeastern Utah, you've got some scattered showers there, northwestern Colorado, scattered showers there, Nevada, east of Reno, all the way over to Wendover, the Utah line, you've got some scattered rain there, light rain also reported in the central part, the higher elevations of Nevada, and some wind south of Reno and Lake Tahoe, and that pretty much wraps up the Highway and Byway report for this hour.
Absolutely.
Now, the other thing that we have going on, ladies and gentlemen, in the grand scheme of things, when you talk about what we have going on in terms of news, is the journalists are doing a pretty good job of picking on Kayleigh McEnany and anybody else they can in the administration when they get it. But unbeknownst to them, Kayleigh McEnany, who was on Fox and Friends, let loose again. Listen to this.
So, Kayleigh, on Friday, I think it was, that you gave your press conference, you said, hey, I'm going to run down a list of questions that you guys just don't even ask me. And then you ran through them and you left. And I think a lot of people were stunned by that. A lot of people applauded it. But the one thing you did say is say that make a comment that people, some of you don't care whether these churches open or not. And some of the press got insulted. In fact, Chris Wallace said on Sunday, quote, let me just say, Sam Donaldson and me in the Reagan White House, we were pretty tough on White House press secretaries. We never had our religious beliefs questioned or lectured to what we ask. I would have been pretty tough if I was there and heard that. Will you question the religious belief of the press?
No, I never question the religious beliefs of the press. Many of our journalists are great men and women of faith and differing faiths, whether it be the Jewish faith, the Christian faith, the Muslim faith. What I was saying was I was asked 11 questions as to why churches would be allowed to reopen. It was a bit peculiar to be asked these 11 questions in a row and for the onus and the focus solely to be on why churches are essential. I've never been asked why a liquor store was essential, so I was merely pointing that out. And to the point about questioning the journalists and asking why they're not asking certain questions, I field hundreds of questions a day. Journalists are not above being questioned themselves. Journalism is a great and noble profession, but there's been a dearth of journalists asking the real questions for President Obama, the criminal leak of Michael Flynn's identity, who leaked that identity, the dossier which was used to launch a three-year investigation into this president and spy on his campaign. Why aren't those questions being asked? It's journalistic malpractice not to ask those questions, and I can count on one hand the journalists who are, like Maria Bartiromo and Catherine Herridge, but where is the lack of curiosity from the current press corps? There's an extreme lack of curiosity at play.
Wow. All right, and we got a caller. I believe this is Todd in Tampa. Okay, Todd in Tampa, 60 seconds. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. No, I have no confidence in the press, okay? They are the Democrat Party. They drive the narrative. And let me say something to you tough guys in New York where I left the Bronx. Cuomo was still telling you you can't do anything, huh? You people in Michigan and where your state, you haven't taken your state over. That governor works for you. That's your own fault, okay? That's your own fault. You haven't taken back. And Donald, if I was president, I wouldn't have shut anything down. I was on this radio station in the Constitution. You can't shut anything down. We're open for business, Donald. I want you're responsible for the 436 members of the House to get rid of Pelosi and 100 senators. To get rid of Romney and Murkowski and those fake phonies that are there. And McConnell, I don't want you touching any dollar for making America greater again. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work and open up our country. And Jesus Christ is King. And whether the reporters say it or not, that's the way it is in this country. God bless you, and He's our God.
All righty, well, that's Todd in Tampa. And, you know, again, he's got merit in what he's saying, but I wish he'd get the number of congressmen right. It's 435.
Right, exactly. Well,
yep, and 100 senators, total of 535 altogether, 435 in the House. Now, that's going to change. We're going to get more congressional representatives because New York's losing two, and Florida should be picking up two the next congressional election.
Well, right. And, you know, I like what Kayleigh McEnany was saying, though. You know, there does seem to be this hostility and at the very least, the bewilderment of why people want to go to church. It's so weird.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Going to do the national news. Your stations are going to get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their own bills, and then we'll be back on the other side. When we come back on the other side, the New York Stock Exchange took off like a rocket ship yesterday, day after the Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.